63. Coup d'état. It is time for us to depart, sir, said the airline agent. It was the final departure of the day. It was timely as usual. It was a very dependable airline, especially under the circumstances. I was thinking of the past few days and my dependence on luck. I think I have just about depleted my share of good fortune. In our profession, when you reach such a state of depletion, you should leave. Even a cat has a limited number of lives. Fasten your seat belt, said the flight attendant. From the airplane window, I could see the military deploying its troops at the airport. The country has been unstable ever since the military deposed the president. They deported all of the diplomats yesterday. The embassy building is now a depot for the military's weapons and supplies. This morning, the army raided the country's bank deposits. No doubt, this will cause their currency to depreciate. A significant percentage of depreciation could put the entire country into a state of depression. Absolute military power tends to deprave those who are in control. Brutal acts of depredation are not uncommon. Soldiers in this country often use their power to embarrass and deprecate the scholars. It depresses me to think about the millions of people who will suffer from deprivation. However, I know that the depressed but resilient citizens of this country will survive and will someday thrive again. You can deprive them of many things, but you can never rob them of their spirit.